I appreciate an opportunity to be the church house again. Good to be back over here with y'all. Think about you over here. I watch you videos and stuff every once in a while. I appreciate the testimonies this morning. It's good to hear experiences and things of the Lord. This book right here is a book of stories and things of experiences people's had. And but hearing all that and reading through these things over the years, none of that stuff will mean a whole lot or much of nothing to you until you get a story of your own. Until you get something of you, experience with the Lord yourself. All other stuff is just kind of hearsay and just kind of word of mouth. But I don't know. I just was thinking this morning about the woman at the well over there. Said she'd left her water pot and went and told the people, said, come see a man, told me everything I ever did. Is not this to Christ. They, some of them believed it because of what she said. But there was some that come and seen for themselves. I'm glad I've seen some stuff for myself. I don't understand a lot of things. There's a lot of things I don't know. And there's probably a whole lot more I won't ever know. But I'm glad there's some things that I do know. I know that I got the Lord. He's proven it to me too many times that He's with me. And He's helped me and He's blessed me. Just like she was talking about when she got in the car. I couldn't tell you the many times that I was struggling with something. And the Lord gave me an encouragement. Maybe not altogether gave me all the answers I'm looking for. A lot of people try to put a lot of stock in answers sometimes, but I'm glad that the Lord will give me some confirmation sometimes that He knows where I'm at. That He ain't just left me there by myself, but He knows where I'm at and He knows what I'm struggling with. And there's been some times that I've prayed before, and I don't know if you have, but there's been some times that I prayed. I didn't get the answers altogether I was looking for, or I went down there for, but just that peace to know that God heard your prayer. And you may not know what the answer is, but thank God you know it's coming because God heard you. And I don't know if that does anything for you or not, but it does something for me just to know that He heard me, just to know that He's listening. And I don't know. I had a thought in her heart. I didn't know that we was going to have to preach. Didn't know anything. Randy called us. Yesterday called us. We had a missed call. Called him back, and he didn't answer. And then it was about dark time, and he finally called and I answered, and he asked me to come. And I don't know. I guess sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. I kind of like spur of the moment. Sometimes it I don't have much time to think about it. I don't have as much time to worry about it. It just, I have to rely upon the Lord. That's something I have learned, that I got to rely upon the Lord. This right here is something I got to rely upon the Lord, because I don't know enough to tell you anything. I really don't. And the more and more I read and more I try to understand, the less and less I do know about a lot of things. But what I can do is try my very best to get out of the way. I come, and I hope you did, to hear what the Lord's got to say. I want to hear what He's got for us, because He's got the words of eternal life. I don't got them. I don't got words that I maybe can quote you a little something or sing you a song. But if the Lord doesn't come and give nothing, then there's nothing to be given. But you just pray hard for us this morning. Got this couple of spots on our heart. One over here in the book of James, chapter number 5. And then another one over here in Zechariah, chapter number 4. James, chapter 5. Start with verse number 12. Says, but above all things, my brethren, swear not neither by heaven nor by earth, neither any other oath, but let your yeas be yea and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Now, go and read maybe one verse over here in the book of Zechariah, chapter number 4. Maybe read this 6th verse right here. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And you have to pray for us this morning that reading just a few verses there of the Zechariah, in the book of James here, that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way and do something, say something that might be a help this evening. That and I had a thought here this evening. We was thinking about a lot of things and studying and things here lately, and be honest with you, just kind of here and there trying to understand a lot of things, and just feeling like a lot of things you just don't know, and that you just don't understand about things. But this evening there was a song that come up there on the radio this evening, that as we was riding down the road, and Mama and them used to sing it, and I hadn't heard it in a little while, I guess. And but I just hearing that song, and the name of it, and that's just a thought that we got. I don't know what else to do with it, or what we'll say from it, but that's all we got in it. The song is, and you probably know it, but the song it talks about this evening, about talks about prayer, and it says that it says Satan's being so near today, and trying to hinder and confuse and all that. But it says that I learned that I can still pray through this evening. And I that's just a thought that I had on our heart this evening, is that I can still pray through. And there are a lot of things that I don't know and I don't understand, like I said, but I'm glad that prayer thing that we got with the Lord, I can still do through that. Hey, if I can't do nothing else, hey, if I can't sing, if I can't testify, if I can't preach, hey, I thank God this evening. Hey, I'm glad one thing that every Christian, a believer can do this evening, is get a prayer through unto God, that a fervent, effectual prayer this evening of somebody seeking after the Lord. I'm glad God hears that heart this evening. He hears that of your heart when it cries out. There's been times this evening a lot of people think of a prayer of somebody hollering out or saying a bunch of jumble of words this evening. But I'm glad I do know what a prayer is. It ain't something that comes from your lips. It ain't something that you can work up. It ain't something that you can make sound pretty and all like that. And there's a lot of pretty prayers I have been praying. I thank God, but there's been some times in my life where I couldn't get no words out. I didn't know what words I needed to say. I didn't know what I needed to pray for. But I just knew there was something that I needed to let off my chest and give it to God. I thank God this evening. I'm glad God hears those prayers that ain't never spoken out loud, but come from the heart this evening that speaks out louder than any word we could ever say this evening. It speaks louder than some words. It talks about the story there of the man that stood up there and he prayed first that it not rain. And the Bible said that it shut up heaven for 3.5 years and there was no rain. I just said, you all know that story, how he did that. He was doing it, and he prayed that for a showing of God. That them people, there was a lot of idolatry, a lot of things that was worshiping other gods. And he wanted to pray that, that they might know who God was this evening. And it says, and it goes through a lot of different things. How he's led out there by the brook and got fed, and how that God woke him up and fed him with the cake cooking on the coals, and all these things, how God took care of him during this time. But it come down to a time when the Bible talks about the prophets of Baal, when they was gathered up on there on the top of the mountain, and Elijah told them, said, here it is, I said, I want the God that answereth by fire. I said, let him be God this evening. I said, you I call on yours. And if he be God, then we'll follow him. But if mine be God, then we'll follow him. You all know the story. They got the bullock, they killed it. They cut it to pieces. They got the altar set up there. Elijah told him, said, you go ahead, you start. And they hollered and cried, and cut themselves, sacrificing themselves, jumping and hollering, trying to make something. Elijah just messing with them. I said, maybe he's on a long journey, or maybe he's asleep. And they just hollered and hollered this evening, but no answer. And it got to a time where I said, all right, it's enough. It's my turn. And the Bible said that he got them
them. I set the altar back in place. I got them to dig a trench and fill it up with water. Elijah didn't make no big to do about it. Elijah didn't jump and holler. He didn't make no big showing. I didn't see it. But he just said, God, just answer. I didn't see it. And I'm glad that God sent back an answer. He did. That day, God brought down the fire. Lift up the water to sacrifice. Altar and every bit of it. I thank God. And after that, you all know how. He told the servant, he said, I want you to go look. He said, go look. They didn't exactly know what in the world they was looking for. But they didn't see it. I believe it was about seven times they went. Looking. Bible says they come back to him on that last time and said, only thing we see out there is a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Them probably thinking, well, they ain't going to do much of nothing. But old Isaac said, y'all better go get in the city. He said, because I hear the sound of the abundance of rain coming. What brought the rain, preacher? It was prayer of a righteous man, and it that much this evening. It wasn't a sacrifice. It wasn't a hollering. It wasn't the watering. It wasn't the altar. It wasn't none of that. It was the prayer that he prayed. A lot of times we get too caught up in what we're doing. We do. You all know the story about Mary and Martha there. How she was coming about with much serving. Trying to get things and do that. Martha said, said to Mary, just sitting there ain't doing nothing. I want you better to come help me. She was sitting there. Jesus' feet. I wasn't making no big commotion. She was just sitting there at his feet. Just worshiping God. He told her, he said, I'm Mary. Had chosen the good part that shall not be taken away. I quit trying to be comforted about with what you're trying to do, what you're trying to serve. But just thank God, sit at his feet and worship him this evening. We get too caught up on trying to do this and trying to do that. But this evening, there's some things we think that God requires. There are some things that we thank God. We got to do this and got to do that. We'll read this right here. They had a lot of things that they had to do. They had a lot of sacrifices and things that they had to do. But thank God there's been a sacrifice made. There's been a resurrection. I thank God. I quit trying to be comforted about with all kind of things that God's already took care of. And just reverence and thank God and enjoy what he's gave you this evening. Quit trying to worry about all this and what you have and what you don't got and what part you need to give to God and what part you need to offer up to this and that. Just pray and thank God for what he gave me because he's already done the work. Quit trying to work for something you already. That's what we do this evening. We keep trying to work and work and work for something that we already got this evening. You already got it. Why in the world are you trying to kill yourself for something you already got? He's gave you everything. That song they sung, he's gave me everything. He has. Everything he gave me. Everything. Why in the world am I working and trying to worry my mind and do all this and do all that, working for something that I already have? That was the whole problem with Canaan land for the Israelites when they come in there and they seen the giants. You remember that? When they seen the giants in there, had the spies that went in there and said, there's giants in that land. We're grasshoppers. We ain't going to be able to take it. I thank God it was already theirs. It was already theirs. Only two that understood that was Joshua and Caleb. said, we'd be well able. Well able. Why in the world was they well able? It wasn't because they was mighty enough to beat the giants, but thank God it was a land that was already theirs. Already theirs. Quit trying to work and struggle and everything to work yourself into heaven. If you saved, you've already got it. Quit trying to worry about something like, people worry themselves to death about things like that. It's already yours. It's already yours. Preacher, I got to struggle and do all this and all that to feed my family and all this. And I know the struggle's real. I work a job and I thank God a lot of times I don't know. Where in the world the bills are going to be paid. More going out than's coming in a lot of times. You look at it and I got, like she said, God always makes up the difference. But we worry and struggle ourselves to death. When God done said He's going to take care of us. Amen. He didn't say He was. Do you believe Him? Do you trust Him that He's going to? We don't act like it. I'm the world's worst at it. I worry and scared to death about things that I can't control. I can't do anything about it. Can't do nothing about it. It's out of my control. God done said He'd handle it. But yet we sit there and still worry about it and struggle about it. He's already got it. He's already taken care of it. I can pray. I can still pray through it. I can still do it. That's a tool that has never been gone. They may take this right here and burn every one of them. They may. They've been trying their best for years and years to get rid of them. But it's just a book. But pages, I like it. I'm glad that I got it. But when the Lord said to hide His words in your heart, He wasn't telling you to remember every word on these pages, because if He was, I'm in trouble because I can't. He wasn't talking about this part, the parchment papers or where the stories was written on. That wasn't His word. A lot of times people take this and worship this more than they do God. But these are stories. Don't worship the story, but worship the storyteller this evening. Amen. They may take and burn every one of these that we got. But thank God one day, when I was just 7 years old, I hid His words in my heart. Amen. And I didn't know a bit of what one of them words was. People trying to worry themselves to death. They're going to take it. They're going to take it. I hope they don't, but thank God. What I got from the Lord is mine. Amen. I got the Word. The Word. People trust too much in the stories and things like that. There's different translations and this and that. There's some good translations. There's some bad translations. You better put your faith in God, in Christ, not just words on a page or something that you think it ought to be. You better worship the Lord. All that worrying and things like that, I'd have to ask you, how's your prayer life? And I'm the world's worst. I'll go a day or two, or put a few of them together, put a week together, and well, by the end of that week, I'm going, man, it sure is rough. I'm having a rough day, having a rough week. And then I think back, when's the last time I talked to God about anything? When's the last time I started a day with Him? It's amazing difference when you start your morning with Him. You start your day with Him. There's a lot of things that are like that. If you just try it and see how it works, and you'll find out how good it is, how good that peace will be. Say, preacher, well, if I start my day praying and all that, will I just have a problem-free week or a problem-free day? Probably not. It might be a little worse when you get there, but I can tell you this. It's about your mindset this evening. It's about where your mind and your head is, because it can get clouded and cluttered up here. You can make yourself think all kind of things, make yourself worry about all kind. This right here is a very powerful thing this evening. This right here in your mind, if you think it long enough, hey, if you think you're sick long enough, you know what you'll do? You'll make yourself sick. Hey? You'll make yourself so sick you can't hardly get up out of bed. Hey, anxiety and depression, it all starts right here. Hey, you let it start right here. It's just an emotional thing. It's just a thought, but it'll ruin the whole rest of this whole body. Hey, but if you get your mindset, hey, upon God, hey, and that He's going to handle some things and things, God, your whole walk will be different. It will. Get your mind off everything else and worry and find. I'm the world's worst. I know. I reckon I'm preaching this message to me, I guess. But I do. A lot of times I sit there at work or think about how the world we going to do this. Or I got another baby coming in August. I'm worried about that. And I'm thinking about this. And the Lord told me the other night, He said, you didn't have nothing to do with the first one getting here. And you ain't going to have nothing to do with that one. Worry about things and think about things. Hey, and I try to handle them by myself. Hey, but thank God. But when I get to, hey, I'm so overloaded, I can't think straight. Hey, I thank God I can pray, hey, and cast my cares upon Him because He cares for me.
I believe that's why Peter said over there in one place about a renewing of your mind.
You gotta have a renewing.
A renewing. Daily renewing. Some of us gotta have an hourly renewing sometimes. Your mind will get cluttered with all kind of garbage. Your mind will even make you think God said something when He didn't say a thing about it. I know what I'm talking about. Oh, God told me this right here. God didn't tell you no such a thing. You was formulating something in your mind, in your head. I've been there. He said, let this mind be in you that's in Christ. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts ain't our thoughts. He said, but I do know the thoughts that I think towards you. Solomon said, what is man that thou art mindful of him?
What is he that thou would think upon him? Consider him.
He said, we're just nothing but grains of sand. Just an ant. He compared us to a lot of things. He said, what is man that thou art mindful of us? We ain't nothing, but He's mindful of us. I ain't nothing. We get so in our own little world a lot of times.
I got my little family, live over there, a little spot over there in Adairsville. I go back and forth to work, go to church. That's my little world.
But you get to looking, going down the road and traveling around how big this world actually is and how small in it you really are. There's people all around that's got their own little lives. And God watches over. And they have a relationship with Him that I don't even know anything about. That amazes me.
That amazes me. There's people thousands of miles away that I've never met, I don't know nothing about, that God sees and answers their prayers, and they got problems and they got things they go through just like I do, and God's listening to them and God's listening to me at the same time. I can't even fathom something like that. I can't. We need to quit trying to understand, I guess, the mind of God. We can try to understand the character of God. The mind of God, that'd drive you crazy trying to understand some things like that. But there are some things we need to dig into. There are some things we need to study for ourselves and not just take somebody's word for it. There's a lot of books out there. There's a lot of things out there you can study. There's a lot of things that we got a hold of that our grandparents and things like that, they didn't have a hold of some of the things we got. But thank God they paved the way so that we can have a lot of that information that we have, that we can go further than what we are. See, that information ain't just there just to be there. We ain't supposed to just get to a certain place and sit down and say, well, we got to here. That's good. We'll just stick right here. That sounds good. When you start doing like that and places start doing like that, they start dying. But if you ain't growing and kind of start trying to move and learn more and get understands, not just getting the information, but the Bible talks about getting wisdom. But all you're getting, get understanding of these things. You can learn all those things, and we got Google in our pocket. We ain't really got to retain any kind of information. You just talk it in there, and it pops up with information. But you have to go back and forth and look and see what kind of information you're getting, because there's a lot of things out there that ain't real. And if you just take stuff at face value all the time, you know what you're going to do? You're going to have a lot of information with a lot of not understanding of what you're looking at. But it comes with reading and prayer. Reading and prayer. God, is what I'm reading true? Is what I'm looking at real? Or is it just something I need to just push on down the road? Don't leave prayer out of what you're doing, your understanding, your decision making, because that's where our problems come. That's where we get in trouble. But if you use prayer and get your mind uncluttered, and quit going to prayer, and we do this a lot too, get going into prayer with an answer we already got on our mind and asking God about it and thinking, well, that's my answer. You had the answer before you ever went in there. That ain't no answer from God. We do that. There's a song the Primitives say, said, empty me of everything that would hinder my sweet walk with thee. That's something to be good for us to do. Empty yourself of you and get it filled with Him. Quit formulating your opinions and your thoughts. We'll go into the scriptures and things, and we'll try to search out something with a preconceived notion of what we think it's already going to say or what we think it ought to should say, and we'll go read it and say, well, it says this, and don't even take what it says. We do that. Quit thinking about what you think it's supposed to say or what you think something's supposed to mean, and let God tell you what it does. He's not the author of confusion. When we get confused and we get messed up, it's because of what we did. It's because we didn't get to the prayer place like we were supposed to. There's power in prayer. Power in prayer. Song says, power and prayer, power to spare. All that you ever need is waiting right there. Said a few words and a little child's faith. It's goodbye to spare. There's power, so much power. Power and prayer. There's power.
and in prayer. I appreciate it.
No, it might not be much, probably scattered here and there, but that's, like I said, that's what he gave, and I was going to have to rely on him. I hope you got some. I want them to come get me a verse, some song. I don't know what you need. I don't know where you're at. But I know if you can pray. If you pray, earnest, that's what that scripture said. A earnest, fervent prayer of a righteous man. It didn't just say the prayer of a righteous man. It said the earnest, fervent prayer. There was some emphasis on it made. Not just for somebody to hear. He talked about the Pharisees that prayed in the streets out loud for them to hear. And he said therein is their reward, is that somebody heard them. He said, but my God, that he sees in secret and rewards thee openly. He said, I tell you to go into your closet and shut the door and pray. And then he'll show some things on the outside. You can tell who's been praying and who's been close to the Lord. You can tell. Their life shows it. It glows out a little different. There's a lot of some of them saints of God that's done gone on. One I always go back to is a lady by the name of Wilma Massey. None of y'all probably ever even heard of her. This little old lady, church I grew up with, and that woman, she prayed. Stephen used to call her like the night watchman because she didn't sleep much at night. She stayed up a lot. And she'd just pray. Just pray over her kids and the church and things. She had a prayer life that was something else. And you can tell it in her life. Didn't nobody have to tell you. You know, she didn't have to tell you she'd been praying and talking to the Lord. You can tell it on her. She was one of them that they'd come to the church house. She was shouting, getting out of the car, walking in. That folks don't just come by happenstance. It comes from some things. It comes from some victories won and some deep battles fought of knowing God can handle it. A lot of people thought, that woman getting out of the car, she's shouting. Boy, she must be having it good. Probably wasn't. More times than not, she was having it rough. But she was shouting anyway. Them some kind of people that's been praying and talking to God. Them some of my experiences I've had and seen from my own self. I've heard a lot of stories. Thank God, I'm glad for those things that I've seen and experienced for myself. While we stand, sing a verse, some song.